Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today I want to talk about three powerful emotions that if we don't deal with them, if we don't have a strategy around them, they can cause us to stop in our tracks, to be paralyzed, and to miss out on what God has in front of us to do. Now, these emotions, we all feel them. These emotions, they're all real, but what's crazy about emotions is even though those emotions are real, they're not always right. Let me say that again. Just because an emotion is real, it does not mean that it's right. And so today, these three things are what I call FUD, and they stand for these three emotions: fear, uncertainty, and doubt. That's FUD. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And the scripture says it this way in 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5, that we're to take every thought captive. And so how do you do that? Well, let me give you three strategies for dealing with FUD in your life, taking those thoughts captive. And the first one is, number one, name the emotion. Name it. A lot of times emotions are underneath the surface of our life and they're nagging at us, and it's okay in the middle of the moment to call it out. Let me call out fear for a second. Here's what fear does. Fear causes us to overvalue what we might lose and downplay what we might gain. Let me say that again. Fear causes us to overvalue what we might lose and downplay what we might gain. In other words, in sports, you see it this way. You see teams that are playing not to lose instead of teams that are playing to win. We play it safe. And man, here's the truth. When fear rears its head, you've survived every other thing you've feared so far. You've made it through 100% of your hard days and your hard weeks. So fear, man, just name it. Let me talk about uncertainty. Sometimes we get paralyzed because of uncertainty. We're like, man, I'm going to wait for clarity. I'm going to wait for confidence. But here's the problem with that. If you're facing something big and something life-changing, if you wait until you have certainty, you're almost always too late. Part of life is ambiguous. Move towards the thing that you're facing. Let me talk a little bit about doubt. There's a lot of forms of doubt, but the most dangerous one I've dealt with is self-doubt. Self-doubt is what gives you those nagging internal questions. Do I have what it takes? Do I have the money? Do I have the time? Do I have the ability? And a lot of times that self-doubt sounds a lot like the voice of somebody who's really important to you. A parent, a teacher, a spouse, a friend, a coworker, somebody that questioned you about something and it planted that seed of doubt, and that self-doubt has become a limiting belief. And so the strategy is to name it. Call it for what it is: fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And then the second step, the second strategy for overcoming this, is to see it differently. See it differently. So far, I've talked about the negative side of these emotions, but think about this. What if they're not always negative? What if, instead of being negative, what if they are actually positive indicators? Here's what I mean by that. I don't have fear, uncertainty, or doubt when I'm doing stuff that doesn't matter. I've never experienced fear, uncertainty, and doubt when I'm binge watching Netflix. I've never experienced fear, uncertainty, or doubt when I'm picking out on a whole pizza by myself and then polishing off a pint of Ben and Jerry's. I don't experience FUD in those moments, but I do experience it when I'm saying yes to something God asked me to do. When I'm having a courageous conversation with a couple that's going, whose marriage is melting down, I face it when I'm doing something important. And so here's what I mean by naming it and then thinking of it differently. Instead of it being negative, could it be a sign that what you're doing is actually important? What if it's a gift to remind you this moment matters? It's sort of like when I speak on Sundays. Sometimes people will ask me, hey, do you still get nervous when you speak in public? And I don't know that nervous is the word, but I do think there's a little bit of anxiety, and I think it's a good thing. When I'm not anxious about it, when I don't have sort of that adrenaline rush, that's usually when the message isn't very clear and it's not very compelling. But on those Sundays or whenever it is I'm speaking that I'm a little bit anxious, it kickstarts adrenaline and I'm more zoned in and I'm more in that moment. So it's not a negative thing. It's actually the body's way of doing something very positive. So name it, think about it differently. And then here's the last sort of strategy I'll give you today. Get to work. Get to work. Most people, they want to wait until fear, uncertainty, and doubt is gone and then replace it with confidence. But here's what I found is that courage always precedes confidence. Let me say that again. Courage always precedes confidence. Another way of thinking about it is whatever is causing FUD to rear its ugly head in your life, do it anyway. Do it scared. Keep moving forward. And here's what I think you'll find. The more you take action on it, the less fear, uncertainty, and doubt hold you back. What I found is that when you don't do anything, fear, uncertainty, and doubt grows and grows and grows in your mind. But the moment you start taking action, those emotions lose their grip. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for being on the podcast. And if this was helpful to you today, would you consider sharing it on social media? One of the easiest way to do that is to refer to the website weekdaypodcast.com, weekdaypodcast.com. And if you don't want to miss a single episode, be sure to subscribe. That would help us out so much as we try to invest in more and more people and give you a cup of encouragement. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.